Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Domatex in Hanover, Germany, and I'm in the Mannington commercial space with Alex Haragy. How you doing, Alex?
Very good, Kemp. It's good to see you.
Just to ground our listeners real quickly, a little background. How many years have you been at Mannington?
I've been already 8 years, coming on my 9th year in March.
Okay. And I believe you were at Lee's before that?
I was with Lee's Carpets for 23 years, yes.
That's right. Okay. Your role at Mannington now is your senior VP of the carpet business. Well, I guess one of your side jobs is you like this international focus, so I've seen you here for the past 8 years, and you set up a Mannington commercial booth, right?
That is correct, Kemp. My main responsibility is the carpet business. It's a business that is going well. It's going very strong in the U.S. And our approach in Mannington is a little bit opportunistic on the international side. I've been doing that for quite some time. When I was with Lee's Carpets, I was responsible for the international business at one point in time. So I have a lot of relationships, and we at Mannington have been, like you said, and on the side, help develop our opportunistic business.
One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, many of my listeners have not gotten the chance to come to Germany to this show. This is a global show, whereas there's a lot of other shows that even Domatex puts on that are more regional of nature. The reason I think that a lot of people come to this show in Germany is because it's easy to get in and out of, and you can actually meet the world here. Granted, Domatex is mostly a residential show, and here you are in the space. I wish we were shooting video. You're showing beautiful carpet tiles that are meant definitely for the commercial market. So you're a little bit of an anomaly here, aren't you?
A little bit, Kem. For us, this is a good meeting point. It's very efficient for us, our customers, our partners from the Middle East, from Saudi, from Dubai, from Vietnam. We make appointments, we update them in our lines, and also we take advantage to open new relationships where we don't have good representation. In terms of Domatex itself, I agree with you, it's a little bit more residential in nature. They're doing some efforts in some halls to bring the contract part of it. So there's always groups looking for good contract products, and so we benefit from that.
Well, right next to you here is the Innovations for Flooring area, which they started last year, and it's done very cleanly, I must admit, very objectively. Exhibitors submit products, and it's judged by architects, and architects pick the winners, and you actually won 2 awards, so there's these 2 huge pods in this Innovations for Flooring area, and you have a hard surface and a soft surface award in that area, right?
That is correct. We started doing that. We were invited by Innovations at Domatex last year, and we presented Bouclé, and has had a tremendous reception in the marketplace, not only in the U.S., but overseas. And this year, we presented Design Local, which is a new collection that we feature at Neocon, and is ready to launch this month. So we're showcasing that in here.
Yeah. Let's talk about your success internationally. Most people know that Mannington Commercial produces products only in Georgia, and yet you have very good success on some major projects worldwide. And, you know, there are other companies out there that have manufacturing facilities on several continents. So I find it very interesting you do so well. I asked you earlier before the interview what sectors you go into, and you were telling me some of the wins you've had in the past year. You're in the World Trade Center in Dubai. You've gotten the Hong Kong University. You've gotten a major building in Milan. And so, I mean, it's education, it's office, corporate. Why is it you think that they like to buy a Mannington commercial, even though they need to bring this product from the U.S.?
Well, Kemp, we have very good competition, and I think the American mills have established very well worldwide in terms of design, and the differentiation is important for some of our partners, for some of the architects. I think the design coming from United States is very, very fresh. In Mannington, we have benefit from that. We also work more into the performance side of the business. We have a story to tell in terms of the warranties that we offer. And so we develop that comfort level with the design community overseas. So we're a niche player, but a relevant player.
Mm-hmm. a niche player, but you're getting some major projects. And when you come here, you don't look like a niche player. I mean, yeah, you're very modest about this booth size, but this stands out. It's in the middle of the sixth building. And, I mean, what is it, 20 by 20 meters or so? It's a big booth.
It's convenient to showcase the brands, the hard surface and the carpet. We're very pleased, actually. As you can see, we've been very busy during the shows.
Now, 8 years ago when you started coming over here, I believe you were mostly showing soft surface. And now with your acquisition of Amteco and the continued investments you've made in Madison, you've got more and more hard surface products to show, right?
Yes, indeed. We're very strong in the resilient side. There is very strong competitors here in the European market. And actually, because we work with some people in the Middle East, that's middle ground for everybody. So we do very good with our resilient products all the way to Asia.
Now, just talking about this year, 2015, how is it compared to previous years? Because, you know, most people know that the economy in Europe is, you know, borderline flat. So how are your meetings going with the rest of the world?
Well, 2014 was a strong year for Mannington overall, very good for the carpet business. But for international, was good as well. We had nice growth. And as I think in as much as we get better penetration, our partnerships are becoming stronger when we're in the 3-4 year on our relationships with these partners. We see our international business growing. There's a lot of opportunity. Even when we don't have plants overseas, we still offer value to our customers. Mm-hmm.
I know I've talked to you before, and sometimes when you come to this show, instead of turning around, you just keep going. You go around the world and visit some of your partners. Are you doing that this trip?
Not this trip, but usually I make a second trip to Domotec China. We exhibit in there as well. And it works very well for me to buy a ticket around the world and just keep going and visit our partners in the Middle East or in Singapore or in Taiwan. Since it is important also just to get and work with them with architects.
Yeah, one point about I saw you. I was at Domotec Asia last year in Shanghai, and your booth there has walls around it, and your booth here is very open. Talk about the difference of that.
Well, our experience, this is a very nice show. It's a little bit more sophisticated than the versus the Domotec China. Sometimes I get the impression they don't control as much the crowd when it comes. And because of the varied languages, people just start, just too many people in the booth. So we try to control those with gates. So we have really good meetings. We try to make appointments, but sometimes we need to turn people away. It's just based on meetings, but yeah, it's different.
Well, and you've told me before, sometimes at that show, they come in here under the pretense of being a customer and they really just want to imitate you, right?
Well, it does happen. Yeah. It does happen.
Yeah. Okay, great, Alex. Great to talk to you. Hope you have a good rest of the show. Again, been talking to Alex Haraji, who is the Senior Vice President of Carpet at Mannington Commercial, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.